This thought of victory is one I think that God wants to impress upon our hearts. There is a life of victory for all of us. And we don't have to be defeated. We don't have to stay the way we are. God wants to change us. He wants to make us overcomers. If you look in the book of Revelation, the promises are to the overcomers. To him that overcometh. And so we want to be those who live the life of victory. We thank God for the testimonies we've had tonight from all of you. Thank you. And we know that God is working in us for eternity. The changes that He affects, He wants them to last. And so as we just go to prayer tonight, I'd like us to just sing together. Maybe we should look at it together. It's number 41 in our camp book, number 41. Maybe we should read these verses together before we sing them, because I want us to, again, to consider the things that we sing. And this song is filled with such blessed truth. A life of overcoming. Together, a life of ceaseless praise. Be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased on Calvary's cross for thee. Sin shall not have dominion. The Son hath made thee free. Verse 2. Now this is it. Though the secret of constant victory. Let in the overcomer, and he will conquer thee. Thy broken spirit taken in sweet captivity shall glory in his triumph and share his victory. Then from thy life ascending, one triumph note of praise. For they who always conquer, a victor's song must raise. Shall echo on unceasing, till Satan's host doth flee. Before our glorious watchword, Lord, victory for me. Though all the path before thee, the hosts of darkness fill, look to thy farthest promise, and claim the victory still. Faith sees the heavenly legions, where doubt sees naught but foes, and through the very conflict, her life the stronger grows. More stern will grow the conflict, as nears our King's return, and they alone can face it, who this great lesson learn, that from them God asks nothing, but to unlatch the door, admitting him who through them will conquer evermore. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Just before we sing, what's the secret? What's the secret? Let in the overcomer. And tonight I just want us again to just open our hearts. We've heard that time and time again. Just open our hearts wide to him. Let him come in. Jesus wants to come and take full possession. And we need to unlatch the door to every area of our lives, every room, as it were. Let him come in. He is the one who overcomes in us. Jesus, you are the victor. Jesus, you have conquered. And so let's sing this together. Let's stand as we sing.
A life of overcoming, a life of ceaseless praise. Be this thy blessed portion throughout the coming days. The victory was purchased on Calvary's cross for
That Father's promise. What is the Father's promise to you? I will never leave you nor forsake you, that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. The Lord is my helper. And you can go through the Bible and find those promises of God that He is with us. The enemy may thrust sword at us, but the Lord helps us. He is our strength. He is our song. He is our salvation. Hallelujah. And so no matter what we may face. And you know, to be honest, we don't know what we're going to face, do we? None of us do. None of us know what tomorrow will bring. If, you know, we had testimonies a year ago, things that have transpired in this year. I know there are people in this room who never thought some of the things would have happened this year that have happened. One thing that God has dropped in my heart time and time again is nothing takes God by surprise. Amen. It may be a surprise to us. We may not have expected that. But it's not taken God by surprise. He knows. He sees ahead. And so the place of safety, the only place, as we heard tonight, is in that sweet will of God. Just to know I'm walking with God and my life is in His hand. And so this last verse, more stern may grow the conflict. And we see that. Jesus is coming soon. And the enemy is at work to cause us to be discouraged, to cause us to lose the way. Someone has said he just tries to put us to sleep. And so we need to be on our guard. Oh God, we want to be all that you want us to be. Make us overcomers. Make us overcomers, dear Lord. Oh, we want you to come in tonight again and just reign in our hearts. Reign as King, dear Lord. And so we open the door. We open the door, Lord Jesus. Have your way. Have your way. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's sing that last verse and then we'll go to prayer.
More stern will grow the conflict as nears our King's return, and they alone can face it who this great lesson learn, that from them God has nothing but to unlatch the to those who know him, victory all the time.